contestants are an attorney from Los Angeles, California, Beth Gunter. A student from La Mirada, California, Joe Valesco. And our returning champion, a realtor from Los Angeles, California, David Ferrara, whose one day cash winnings total $4,977. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Wilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. $4,900 doesn't sound like a lot of money. And in terms of winnings by Jeopardy champions, it is not a lot of money. But David learned a very important lesson on yesterday's program, and that is stick with your original response that comes to mind. He crossed off Daniel Boone, replaced him with Davy Crockett. Not a good replacement. All right, Beth, Joe, good to have you here today also. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round. Here are the categories that will be featured in this round. A shrubbery, followed by words, then daily reading, U.S. Senator rhyme time, and aren't you discount CEOs, executives who take a nominal salary, but don't worry, they're doing all right. David, start.
A shrubbery for 200.
Honk if you know the name of this avian berry that grows on shrubs all over Europe and the United States. Joe.
What is the gooseberry?
Yes, that's right.
Shrubbery for 400, please.
Shrubs are woody plants with non-dominant stems, and a super dense one can be called this, the surname of two presidents. Joe.
What is a bush?
Yeah.
Shrubbery, 600.
Both Doc Holliday and a certain animated hound are fans of this fruit-bearing shrub. David.
What's a huckleberry?
Huckleberry.
A shrubbery for 8.
The leaves of a small shrub produce this 5-letter dye that is widely used in temporary tattoos. Beth?
What is henna?
Henna. Right you are.
A shrubbery, 1,000.
Fats Waller put this sweet shrubbery word in front of rose in one of his most famous songs. David.
What is honeysuckle?
Correct.
Words for 200.
Add Y to the kind of clock with hands and numbers to get this type of comparison. Beth?
What is analogy?
That's it. Analog, analogy.
Words 400.
An idioticon is a dictionary of this D word, a form of a language spoken in a particular region. Beth?
What is a dialect?
Yes.
Words 600.
To talk without preparation is to ad lib, or to speak this sleeve-oriented way. Beth.
What is off the cuff?
Right, you're in the lead now.
Words 800.
It's a dramatic monologue or speech made to oneself. Joe.
What is a soliloquy?
Good.
Words for 1,000.
Lapsus linguae is literally Latin for this kind of mistake. David.
What is a slip of the tongue?
You got it.
Daily reading for 200.
Black Sunday by Thomas Harris sees terrorists plot a deadly attack using a blimp on this ultimate sporting event. David.
What is the Super Bowl?
You got it.
Daily reading for 4.
Mary Rogers wrote this novel, later a Disney film, about a mother and daughter who magically switch places. Joe.
What is Freaky Friday?
Yep.
Aren't you for 200?
This Harry Potter actor once signed a photo of Elijah Wood. I am not Elijah Wood. Joe.
Who is Radcliffe?
Daniel Radcliffe, correct.
Aren't you 400?
Actress Isla Fisher once put this arrival actress's face on her holiday card and said no one noticed. Joe.
Who is Adams?
Amy Adams, yes.
U.S. Senator rhyme time for 200.
McConnell's curveballs. David.
What are Mitch's pitches?
Yes, and with that, you go to an even 3,000. All three of you off to a good start today. I like that. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Talk to the players. I'm going to make the assumption that Beth Gunter, an L.A. attorney, is a cat person. But I want to hear about one of your cats. The one, you know the one.
Yes. So I have a cat, Magic. We don't know how old he was, is because we adopted him when he was a senior, but he's old. He's about 15 pounds, and he has one tooth. So he always has an Elvis snarl. And my husband and I also have an infant daughter at home, and it was a very exciting milestone when, at 7 months, she beat the cat both in weight and number of teeth.
All right. So both of them still gumming their food.
Correct.
All right. Joe Velasco, I don't know whether to address you as a student or Captain America, because I've heard of your escapades at Disneyland. Tell me.
I have a special Captain America outfit that I wear to Disneyland often. It's not quite Disney bounding, where people try to emulate their character in as costumey a way as possible without actually wearing a costume, but I have a matching Captain America high tops, my socks, any of a number of my Captain America shoes and shirts, as well as the watch that I'm wearing for good luck today, and my piece de resistance, my Captain America backpack that I wear.
I think he likes Captain America. All right, David Ferrara is our current champion. There's a statistic here that I find most interesting. It has to do with you and your wife. You've been married how many years?
7 years.
And you've known each other?
Almost 38 and a half years.
What took so long to get married?
I'm a slow learner.
Oh, good response. All right. You're in command of the board right now, though. Go.
Daily reading for 600.
A 1958 novel, later an Albert Finney film, about a worker whose only pleasure is weekend blowouts, is called This and Sunday Morning. David.
What is Saturday Night?
Correct.
Daily reading, 800.
A youngster wakes up to find everything out of place in Wacky Wednesday by this author, writing under the name Theo LeSieg. You know the author much better as Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
Back to you, David.
Daily reading, 1,000.
This 1973 Kurt Vonnegut novel about depressed car dealer Dwayne Hoover is subtitled, Or Goodbye Blue Monday. And that would be Breakfast of Champions. All right, we go somewhere else, David.
U.S. Senator, rhyme time for 400.
Booker's Anecdotes. Joe.
Corey's Stories. What is Corey's Stories?
Yes.
Discount CEOs for 200.
On November 2nd, 2006, John Mackey, CEO of this grocery chain, also known as Whole Paycheck, told employees he was giving up almost all of his salary. Joe.
What is Whole Foods?
Right.
Discount CEOs, 400.
Mark Zuckerberg asked Facebook for this salary in 2013, making him the lowest paid guy there. David.
What is $1?
Right.
Discount CEOs for 600.
This CEO of Tesla used to earn a salary representative of California's minimum wage, yet he never took a dime of it. Beth?
Who is Elon Musk?
Yes.
Discount CEOs, 800.
Answer? Really double? And this is a close game. You trail David, who's in the lead, by 1,400 only.
2,000, please.
All right. For the lead, Jack Dorsey, CEO of this credit card processing giant, gets a $2.75 yearly salary, 2.75 being the percentage charged per swipe.
What is Square?
Yes.
Let's stick with discount CEOs for 1,000.
When Meg Whitman took over as CEO of this hyphenated tech giant, she couldn't buy coffee with her salary. She did okay with stocks, though. David.
What is Hewlett Packard?
Correct.
Aren't you for 600?
Actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan said the New York Post mistook him for this Oscar-winning Spanish actor. Joe?
Who is Bardem?
Yes, Javier Bardem.
800, please.
Jesse Eisenberg once said he was getting mistaken for this Arrested Development actor about once a day. Beth?
Who is Michael Cera?
Yes.
Aren't you 1,000?
Though this sitcom actress sings in the duo She and Him, she's not crazy about being taken for Katy Perry. Beth?
Who is Zooey Deschanel?
Right.
Senator Rhymetime, 600.
Cruz's prescription pills. Joe?
What are Ted's meds?
Yep.
800.
Independent Angus's violin section. What are King's strings? And now this last clue. Sherrod's new teeth. Beth?
What are Brown's crowns?
Right, for $1,000 more, taking you up to 7,400. You're off to a very good start. It's a close game. Joe will go first, though, when we come back after this. The impressive scores you see in front of the contestants right now are a good indication that in that first round of play, there were no incorrect responses. Joe, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Famous names, followed by science and nature, one-letter geography, film composition, the 18th century, we're going way back, and finally starts and ends with E. Where do we start?
Starts and ends with E for 800, please.
It often means a lavish country residence, but in Britain can also mean a housing development. David.
What is an estate?
Correct.
Starts and ends with E for 400.
This word, borrowed from the French, can mean access as well as main course. David.
What is entree?
Good.
Starts and ends with E for 1200.
Synonym for a posse, a rapper's or an actor's, not a sheriff's. Joe.
What is an entourage?
Good.
Film composition 400, please.
Piotr Adamczyk played this Polish composer in a 2002 film. David.
Who is Chopin?
He's the one.
Film composition for 800.
Ringo Starr was the Pope, and Roger Daltrey played the lead in a 1975 film called This Hungarian Omania. David?
What is Liszt?
Yes.
Film composition 1200.
Answer? Daily double. And you are now tied with Beth for the lead.
Let's make this a true daily double.
Oh, hello. All right. Here is the clue. 1938 and 1972 films, both called The Great Waltz, focus on this composer.
Who is Schubert?
Oh, no. Who is Johann Strauss? Waltz. You dropped to zero, but it's very early. Right. Pick again.
Film composition 1600.
Josef Pasternak wrote and directed the documentary The Pathétique about this composer, who wrote a symphony called The Pathétique. Tchaikovsky. Back to you, David.
Film composition 2000.
Bride of the Wind. A Gustav Wind found Jonathan Pryce playing this symphonist. David.
Who is Mahler?
Mahler, right.
The 18th century, 400.
In 1717, the first Grand Lodge of this secret society was founded. Beth.
Or the Masons?
Freemasons, yes.
Starts and ends with E, 1600.
This word for a perfect example doesn't rhyme with home. David.
What is epitome?
Yes.
Starts and ends with E for 2000.
This nine-letter word is a less common synonym for former. And we don't hear this word very often. Erstwhile. Mm. Erstwhile. David, back to you.
One-letter geography for 400.
Due west of its capital, Salem, this state's Dee River is billed as the world's shortest at 120 feet. David.
What is Oregon?
Yes.
One-letter geography for 800.
You'll find the region called in Pohnpei, one of the federated states of this multi-island Pacific nation. Joe.
What is Micronesia?
Yes.
Science and Nature, 800.
Answer there, the other daily double.
2,000, please.
Two it is. Here is the clue. Aside from the sun and the moon, this is the brightest natural object in the night sky. Joe.
What is Venus?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Pull that one out of thin air.
Science and Nature, 1,200.
After sulfur is removed, this has no odor. Mercaptan is added to it so that leaks can be detected. Joe.
What is gas?
Be more specific.
Natural gas.
Thank you.
Science and Nature, 1,600.
Studying flares and the corona. In 2019, UK astronomers determined that this field is 10 times stronger than previously thought. They were studying the sun's magnetic field. Back to you, Joe.
Science and Nature, 2,000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
Butterflies emerge as adults not from a cocoon, but from one of these structures, whose name is from the Greek for gold.
Joe.
What is a chrysalis?
Yes.
Science and Nature, 400.
The giant variety of this, Tridacna gigas, is the largest living bivalve mollusk and can grow to 4 feet across and 500 pounds. David.
What is a clam?
Yes.
Famous names for 400?
A guidebook called Adventures in Good Eating recommended the food at his Kentucky motel and changed his fortunes. David?
Who's Colonel Sanders?
He's the one.
Famous names for 800.
Sean Parker co-founded this music file sharing service that debuted in 1999. Beth?
What is Napster?
Yes.
Famous names, 1200.
Jonathan Larson created this show based on La Boheme that revived the rock musical genre in the 1990s. Joe?
What is rent?
Rent, that's right.
One letter geography for 1200, please.
Sweden, Denmark, and Norway all have villages with the ring type of this vowel for a name. Joe?
What is O?
No. Beth or David? What is A or A? Joe?
One letter, 1600.
This French village exists at the junction of three roads, hence its one letter name. Beth.
What is Y?
Y is right.
One letter, 2000.
Mount E on this island is at the entrance to the Tsugaru Strait, across which lies Honshu. Joe.
What is Hokkaido?
Hokkaido, correct.
18th century for 1200.
In 1732, James Oglethorpe secured a royal charter to establish what became this colony. Joe.
What is Maryland?
No. David.
What is Georgia?
You are right.
The 18th century for 8.
In 1783, she annexed the Crimean Peninsula, and it became Russian territory. Joe.
Who's Catherine the Great?
She's the one.
18th century for 16.
This Alpine German-speaking principality was created in 1719 and is still here today. Joe.
What is Liechtenstein?
You got it.
18th century for 2000.
In 1789, this Scotsman left from Lake Athabasca to explore the 1,100 miles of the Canadian River named for him. Beth.
Who is Mackenzie?
Yes.
Famous name 16, please.
In 1935, the year before his Olympic heroics, this track star broke three world records and tied a fourth within 45 minutes. David.
Who's Jesse Owens?
He is the one. Now the last clue. I-A-N, added to the last name of this three-named economist, refers to his theories promoting government spending and stimulus. Beth?
Who is Keynes?
Yes, John Maynard Keynes. And that takes you to 14,200. David's still alive at 7,600. Let's see what happens in Final Jeopardy, today featuring this subject, 20th century artists. Think about it, players. Make your wagers. Back in a moment to reveal the truth.
You live in an on-demand world, so now you can take the Jeopardy test anytime you want. Early in the morning, lunch break, or late night. The Jeopardy test is always ready. You know you've got what it takes to be on Jeopardy, and we're looking for future contestants right now. So start your journey at Jeopardy.com.
A good subject for Final Jeopardy, 20th century artists. Players, here's your clue. Los Tres Grandes were José Clemente Orozco, David Alfaro Siqueiros, and him. 30 seconds. Good luck. Champ, we come to you first. Do you come up with the correct response? You said, who is Diego Rivera? Perhaps the best known of those three great mural painters. And that will add something. How much? Double your score to 15,200. You are now in the lead as we go to Beth. 14,200 for her. She came up with Diego Rivera and changed it to Picasso instead. I cautioned at the beginning of the program the dangers of not sticking with your original thought. What did it cost you, Beth?
A lot.
A lot indeed. 12,999. 1201 is what you're left with. So it's all up to Joe Velasco, Captain America. Did he come up with Diego Rivera? He did. And will he become the new champion if he risked more than 600? And he did. 5,500. $20,100 for Joe Velasco. Congratulations to you, young man. What a game. What a game. I hope you enjoyed it. We got another one in store for you tomorrow. Join us then.